I think the governor laid out fairly clearly that we have a budget crisis, we have a financial crisis. It's gone on way too long. I think he's trying to reach out to both the Republicans and Democrats, trying to make sure that we can mitigate the pain going forward and get both these budgets done right now.
What do you think is key to breaking the stalemate, the deadlock?
Well, one of the problems is none of us want to raise taxes. I know all the rhetoric says that Democrats are spending tax and Republicans are conservative. There are many of us in the Democratic caucus that do not want to raise taxes. In fact, some of us have supported Senate Bill 76, which was elimination of property tax. What I'm fearful of is if we don't get this budget done and reach consensus, all we're really doing is pushing that burden back to local school districts and local elected officials to raise taxes. We know that when Governor Corbett raised or cut education by $1 billion, we know that 400 school districts raise school taxes. That's not what we want to have happen. That's got to be stopped immediately. So that's an issue. I am encouraged, though, by bipartisan support on Masada sale, although we haven't passed anything. The governor has a bill that's very similar to one I introduced 2 years ago, which will generate, we hope, somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 or $400 million, depending on where production is. And we want to do this without hurting the industry. That's some of the rhetoric, that we want to tax it, which would somehow push the industry away. That's not going to happen, but we want to be fair. So those are the kinds of bipartisan discussions that have to happen, because if we do that on a great resource like Marcellus Shale, which will go on for 100 years, it will mitigate any effort locally to raise taxes that won't be as necessary. Doing nothing doesn't help us do that.